Vishesa Hastimangur A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座内容《博迦梵歌原义》第七章十节二十八到三十，以及第八章十节一到六。时间1966年10月23日，地点纽约。
Jananam Punna Karmanam Sri Dandamahani Mukta Bhajanti Mang Dhirabhrata。This verse we have been discussing last day。
前一天我们在讨论这个世界。
Dandamaha, this duality, that you have got different interests, I have got different interests. This is called Dandamaha.
Dandamaha.这种两重性，即你有你的利益，我有我的利益，这被称为端多摩诃。
Your interest is clashing with my interest. This is illusion.
你的利益和我的利益相冲突，这是假象。
This illusion can be removed only by this Krishna consciousness.
清除这种假象，只有通过 Krishna 知觉。
Therefore, the Lord says that Jesham Antagatam Papam.
因此，这里主说 Jesham Antagatam Papam.
Papam means sin.
Papam 意思是罪恶。
So, sin, we commit sins out of ignorance.
我们出于愚昧而犯罪。
Our sinful nature is due to ignorance.
我们罪恶的本性是由于愚昧。
Just like a person who does not know the laws of the state, he commits something which he does not know, but he is captured, he is arrested under the law.
正如果一个人不知道政府的法律，他做了一些事情，他并不知道是错的，但他还是根据法律被逮捕了。
Similarly, all kinds of sins we perform, it is due to ignorance.
类似的，我们所犯的各种罪恶是出于愚昧。
And ignorance is no excuse at the same time.
而愚昧并不是借口。
Suppose a child does not know that fire burns.But the child catches fire. The fire is so cruel that it will not excuse.
假如说一个孩子并不知道火能烫伤人，但他碰到了火，火是很残忍的，不会原谅他。
The laws of fire will act even on the child.
火的法律还是要生效的，即便在孩子身上。
The child is innocent. Or ignorant.
孩子是幼稚天真的，或者说无知愚昧的。
Innocence is also sometimes ignorant, due to ignorance.
幼稚天真有时候也是出于，也是愚昧，也是由于愚昧。
We sometimes praise the quality of child, the ignorant. But that child, when grown up, becomes a vicious man.
有时候我们赞扬一个孩子的品质。即无知天真，但是那个孩子长大之后却成了一个邪恶的人。
So this ignorance or innocence, they are not very good qualities.
因此，这种无知或天真或愚昧并不是很好的品质。
So this is antagatam papam. Papam means sin.
Papam 意思是罪恶。
One who has been completely free.From the reactions of sinful acts, antagatam papam, jananam punna karmanam, of those persons who are simply engaged in activities of piety, they, those people, dandamahanin mukta, they can become free from this duality of interest.
那些彻底的免于罪恶活动的反应的人，那些只是从事于前程活动的人，那些人 他们能够免于这种利益的两重心。
That means one who becomes Krishna conscious, he has no distinction between one person to another.
这意味着当一个人变得 Krishna 知觉，他便不再区分这个人和那个人。
He has no distinction. Oh, this is Indian, this is American, this is Chinese, this is Russian. No. He transcends this.
他不再区分啊，这是印度人，这是美国人，这是中国人，这是俄国人，不，他超越了这点。
By Krishna consciousness, we can transcend this material consciousness of different interests.
通过 Krishna 知觉，我们能够超越这种不同利益的物质知觉。
We have no other interest except realization of ourselves.
除了觉悟我们自己，我们没有别的利益兴趣。
But because due to our ignorance, we have created our different interests and we are committing sins and breaking the laws of nature.
但是出于愚昧无知，我们创造了许多不同的利益，而我们在做各种罪恶活动，违反自然的法律。
And therefore we are gradually, by and by, becoming more and more entangled in this material.
因此我们逐渐的一步一步的越来越陷入这个物质自然。
So the Lord says that one who has surpassed this material nature and ignorance, say they can become free from this conception of duality and bhajante ma and become aPerfect devotee of myself.
因此主在这里说，如果一个人超越了物质自然和无知，他们能够免于这种两重性的概念，把将天满，而且成为我的完美的奉献者。
That means, in other words, one who becomes perfectly Krishna consciousness, he becomes liberated from this conception of.Duality or illusion of duality, he becomes a perfect man.
换句话说，当一个人变得具有完美的 Krishna 知觉，他便从这种两重性的概念、两重性的假象中解放出来，他成为一个完美的人。
Jara marana mokshaya. Now, one can question, why this perfection is required?
有人可能问。为什么要有这种完美
？What is the necessity of perfection？
变得完美有什么必要？
Because there are people are mostly under the spell of the modes of nature of ignorance. Therefore, they do not know the value of Krishna consciousness.
因为人们主要是处于愚昧的物质形态的控制之下，他们不知道 Krishna 知觉的价值。
They can infer that what is the use of becoming Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious, and become free from this conception of duality? What is the use?
他们会问，变得具有 Krishna 知觉，变得免于这种两重性的概念，有什么用处？
The Lord Krishna replied that question.
So Krishna 回答了这个问题。
Why?
为什么呢？
ジャラマラナモクシャーマンアシッタジャジャンジャタンティジェテブラマタドビドゥクリシナムアドヴィアタマカルマチャーキラム This is necessary for you to become this Krishna concept, to adopt this life of Krishna consciousness.
变得有 Krishna 知觉，才能对 Krishna 知觉的生活对你是必要的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because jara marana mokshaya. In order to get out of the miseries of jara.
因为 jara marana mokshaya， 为了摆脱 jara 的苦难。
That means old age invalidity.
Jara 意思是老年病弱。
And jara marana, marana means death.
Marana is swan.
Due to ignorance, we forget the miseries of death, the miseries of invalidity or old age.
因为我们忘了死亡的苦难，忘了病弱老年的苦难。
We think now we are young, young man, young old man. We don't care for what is old age or what is death. Let us enjoy.
我们想，现在我们还年轻，年轻的男人，年轻的女人。 我们不在乎什么是老年，什么是疾病、死亡，我们享受吧。
We forget. But a man who is not in ignorance, he has always in his view that this material life is full of miseries because there is birth, there is death, there is old age, and there is disease.
我们遗忘了，但是一个不在愚昧中的人，他看待这个物世界总是充满了苦难，因为有出生，有死亡，有老年，有疾病。
We are materialists. We don't take into consideration that birth, death, disease and old age are the greatest miseries of our life due to our ignorance.
物质主义的人由于愚昧，并不认为生老病死是生活的最大的苦难。
But this ignorance has to be removed if one has to become out of these classes of birth, death, old age and disease.
但是如果一个人想要从生老病死的控制之下摆脱出来，一定得清除这种愚昧。
This is not possible to remove by the so-called material science.
这是不可能通过物质的科学来消除的。
Material science cannot remove this misery.
物质的科学不能够消灭这些苦难。
They can remove temporary something artificially, some of our miseries.
他们可以暂时的或人为的去移除一些苦难。
Just like we're feeling little warm, if the room was air conditioned, we could feel some comfort. That is temporary.
正如我们现在觉得有些热，如果这个房子有空调的话，我们会觉得舒适一些，这是短暂的。
But our ultimate miseries are these four things, jara, marana, moksha.
但我们最终的苦难是这四样，jara, marana, moksha.
Jara means old age and birth, death.
Jara is 老年。 还有生死病。
The Lord Sri Krishna says, jara marana mokshaya mama sitta. If one has the ambition for getting out of these classes of birth, death, old age and disease, then one, if is intelligent enough, then jara marana mokshaya mama sitta. Under Krishna consciousness, if one attains his life living activity.
So Krishna 说，如果一个人有野心，要想从这生老病死的控制下摆脱出来，如果他足够智慧的话，那么他在 Krishna 世界中获得了他生活的真正的活动。It
is there must be.
一定要有活动。We
cannot stop. So long we have got this body, or we have no body. That is activity. We are active.
无论是我们有这个躯体，或是没有躯体。 我们都不能停止活动，我们是活跃的。
Every living soul is active by nature.
每个灵魂的本性是活跃的。
But that activity should be coordinated, not dead.
但是它的活动应该受到协调，被契合。
The activity should be in Krishna consciousness.
活动应该处于 Krishna 世界。
So jara marana mokshaya. Mamasita jatanti ji. Jatanti means one who endeavors in that way.
Yatanti 意思是 一个这样努力的人
they Brahma、they are actually Brahma
they Brahma 他们事实上是 Brahma
Brahma means they are transcendental in transcendental state
Brahma 指的是他们处于超然的境界
they Brahma tad vidu krishnam、or they can understand what is the meaning of Brahma
the transcendental 或者说他们可以理解 Brahma 超然的含义
transcendent te Brahma tad vidu krishnam adhyatma karma cha akilam they understand what is Brahma and their work their activities are also Brahma
他们理解什么是 Brahma 他们的工作他们的活动也是 Brahma
now there are two classes of transcendentalists one class of transcendentalists that's like the impersonalists they want to stop activities
有两类超然主义者一类超然主义者例如非人格主义者他们想要停止活动
they think like that when one becomes one with the transcendent then their activity stop
他们认为当一个人变得和超然性合一之后他们的活动便停止了
but actually from the Bhagavad Gita we find that te krishnam udhyatman karma chakilam their activities are not stopped but the quality of the activity is changed
但是从不带方格中我们找到 Krishnam Adhyatmam Karma Chakilam 他们的活动并没有停止但他们活动的性质改变了
Brahma the quality of activities become transcendental
Brahma 活动的性质变得超然
Karma Chakilam Akilam whatever he does in Krishna consciousness whatever he does that becomes Brahma or transcendental
在 Krishna 世界中无论他做的是什么都成了 Brahman 超然的
That means free from the contamination of the three modes of material nature
意思是免于了三种物质自然形态的污染
Therefore as he becomes free from the contamination of the three modes of material nature therefore he is not going to have next body of this material nature
由于他免于了三种物质自然形态的污染因此他不会再得到一个在物质自然中的身体
next body he is not going to have material the same example just if you put an iron rod into the fire it becomes gradually the fire
他不会再得到一个物质的躯体还是那个例子如果你把铁棒放到火里它逐渐地变成了火
the nature of fire the iron rod attains
铁棒获得了火的性质
so when it is red hot and there is no possibility of it being the iron but it is fire
当它变得火烫了之后它便不再是铁而是火
so by our activities in Krishna consciousness we become free from the contamination of these three modes of material nature and thus at the end we become purely spiritual transcendental
通过我们在 Krishna 世界中的活动我们能够免于三种物质自然形态的污染这样最终我们变得纯粹的灵性的超然的
here it is said
在这里说到
Sadi Bhutadi Devam Mam Sadi Jagdancha Je Vidhu Priyana Kale Pi Cha Mante Vidhu Yukta Chetasa One who understands the science of Krishna consciousness Sa Adibhutam Adidaivam So even at the time of his death he remains steady in that Krishna consciousness
一个理解了这一 Krishna 世界的科学的人即便在他死亡的时候 他也坚持于 Krishna 之身。
And therefore, his next birth is not in this material world, but in the spiritual world.
这样，他的下一生并不是在这个物质世界，而是在灵性世界。
Now, next chapter, Krishna inquires, Arjuna inquires, what is this Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhijagyam? These three questions are being put by Arjuna.
在下一章，阿金的问道，这个 Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam 和 Adhijagyam 是什么？Arjuna 问了这三个问题。
Arjuna vāc, kim tad brahma, kim adhyātmam, kim karma purusottama, adhibhūtañca, kim proktam, adhidaivam, kim uccate. Now, these are technical terms.
这些是基础性的术语。
What are these technical terms?
这些基础性术语是什么呢？
First technical term,is Brahma. What is Brahma?
第一个术语是 Brahma. Brahma 是什么？
Arjuna's question is, first, what is Brahma?
Arjuna 的第一个问题是什么是 Brahma?
Then next question is, what is Adhyatma? What is Adhyatma? Spirit.
下一个问题是什么是 Adhyatma? 灵性。
Then next question is, Adhibhutam.Adhibhuta means, what is these material elements?
下一个问题是 Adhibhutam, 什么是这些物质元素？
And Adhijagya, what is super soul?
还有 Adhijagya, 什么是超灵？
And at the time of death, what is the perception of these three things?
还有在死亡的时候，是怎么看待这三样东西呢？
Very complicated question.
非常复杂的问题。
Very complicated question. Adhyatma, Brahma, Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, and Adhijagga. And Adhidaiva.
非常复杂的问题。Adhyatma, Brahma, Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, Adhijagga, 和 Adhidaiva.
So, Krishna is answering.One on each, gradually.
Krishna 一个一个的回答。
See, Bhagavan Vasa. Bhagavan Vasa means Lord Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the reply.
Bhagavan Vasa 指的是主 Krishna, 他是自尊人格神，他在回答。
See, Bhagavan Vasa. What is that?
回答了什么呢？
那 Aksaraṁ Paramaṁ Brahma Sabhāva Adhyātma Ucchati.Aksaraṁ Paramam Brahma. Now, Aksaraṁ means infallible.
Aksaraṁ 意思是永无过失的。
Infallible. And Paramam means supreme.
Paramam 是自尊的。
And Brahma means indestructible.
Brahma 指不可毁灭的。
Brahma. Indestructible.Or which is eternal, that is called Brahma.
不可毁灭的，或者说永恒的，被称为 Brahma.
Now, Aksaraṁ Paramaṁ Brahma. Paramaṁ Brahma. Now, eternal. We are eternal.
我们是永恒的。
This has been explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
这是在《般若梵歌》第二章解释的。
Nahannate hannamane sarire. We do not die even after the destruction of this body.
即便在躯体毁灭之后，我们也不死。
So we are Brahma. Brahma means indestructible and eternal.
因此我们是 Brahma. Brahma 指的是不可毁灭的、永恒的。
Some matter may be indestructible sometimes.But not eternal. Matter is not eternal.
有些东西可能有时候是不可毁灭的，但并不是永恒的，物质不是永恒的。
Therefore, two things are to be understood about Brahma: indestructible and eternal.
关于 Brahma 有两点要理解：不可毁灭的，永恒的。
So, as we have several times explained, that we are all Brahma, but we are part and parcel of the Brahma.
我们解释过好几次了。我们都是 Brahman， 但我们是 Brahman 的所属部分。
Now here it is said that Paramang Brahma, the Supreme Brahma.
这里提到 Param Brahma， 自尊的 Brahman。
The Supreme Brahma means one who does not come into this material contamination. He is called Supreme Brahma.
自尊的 Brahma 指的是他不会受到物质的污染。
The impersonalist school.They do not distinguish between these two Brahmas.
非人格主义者，他们并不区分这两类 Brahman.
They said Brahma is what? This individual Brahma, this conception of individual Brahma is Maya, illusion.
他们说 Brahman 是一，这种个体的 Brahman 的概念是 Maya, 假象。
That is their doctrine.
那是他们的信条。
But according to Vaishnava doctrine, they do not accept this.
但是 Vaishnava 的教导并不接受这一点。
Their question is, if Brahma is supreme, then how he comes in contact with the Maya?
他们的问题是，如果 Brahma 是自尊的，那他怎么会和 Maya 接触？
A supreme cannot be under the subordination of anything else.
自尊不能从属于任何其他的东西。
If something is under subordination, he cannot be supreme.
如果一样东西变得从属，它便不可能是自尊。
He cannot be supreme.
它不能是自尊。
That is their argument.
这是他们的论点。
Therefore, the Brahma.Who comes under the clutches of this material energy? That Brahma is not the supreme Brahma.
因此，那个受到了物质的 Maya 控制的 Brahma 能量，并不是自尊的 Brahma.
And that is accepted in the Vedic literature.
这也是在伟大文献中所接受的。
Nitya Nitya Nam Chetana Chetana Nam. There are.Eternals, but out of the eternals, there is one supreme eternal.
有许多永恒者，但是在他们之中有一个自尊的永恒者。
Nitya, Nitya means singular number, and Nityanam means plural number.
Nitya 是单数 ，Nityayanam 是复数。
The plural number, we are plural number.
因此我们是复数。
Nitya, Nityanam.Chetana, Chetana means living. I am also living, God is also living.
Chetana 意思是有生命的，活着的，我是活着的，神也是活着的。
He is also a living being, like us.
他是像我们一样的一个生物体。
But his distinction is like this. Eka bhunam vidadhati kamar. That eka, that singular number, Brahma,he maintains all these plural number Brahma.
但是他和我们的区别是，那个 Eka 那个单数的 Brahma， 他维系所有的一些复数的 Brahma.
Therefore, this plural number Brahma, this Jivatma, this living entities, they are supported by the Supreme Brahma, Bhagavan.
因此，这些复数的 Brahma， Jivatma 这些生物体。他们是由自尊的 Brahman Bhagavan 所维系的。
Just like government and citizens.
就好比政府和公民。
Now together, there is a nation, but government supports the citizens.
总的来说是一个国家，但是政府维系市民。
Similarly, Parabrahma and this ordinary living entities, Brahma, simple Brahma, they are qualitatively one. But the supreme Brahma supports all other Brahma.
类似的 Param Brahma 和这些普通的生物体，他们在自上是一，但是自尊的 Brahma 维系所有其他的 Brahma。
The Aksharam Paramam Brahma Aksharam means that the supreme Brahma, the supreme personality of God.
Aksharam 意思是自尊的 Brahma 或者说自尊人格神。
Samama Udhyatam Uchyati Samhavam, this quality, they are called Udhyatam
Sabhava, 这些性质被称为 Adhyatma.
Bhuta Bhavat Karo Visarga Karma Sangita. And the activities out of these three qualities of material nature, they are called karma. What? Adhibhutam Charo Bhava. Adhibhutam, the material energy, is Chara. Chara means destructive.
Uzunaya is Chara. Chara means Kaihwamya.
Charo Bhava. Purushascha Didaivatam. And the living soul, he is called Adhidaiva.
The 生物被称为 Adhidaiva.
Adhijagdahameva Atra Dehi Diyabhuta. Now, we have several times explained in this meeting that there are two parts, the individual soul and the super soul.
我们在这样的聚会中解释好几次了，有两只鸟。个体的灵魂和超灵
They are sitting in this tree of this body.
他们坐在这个身体构成的树上面
So, the super soul is called Adhijagga. These are all the technical names.
超灵被称为 Adhiyagya, 这些都是术语
You can remember.
你可以记住
And the super soul is called Adhijagya. And soul is called Adhibhuta.
超灵被称为 Adhiyagya, 灵魂被称为 Adhibhuta.
Now, Krishna says, these technical terms, of course, one should know, but it requires very long description. We have to give our attention separately for understanding. Generally, we can take up.
当然这些术语一个人应该知道但这需要很长的描述我们可以单独的去理解他们也可以总的理解一下
Now the real fact is that why these things have to be known
重要的是为什么这些东西应该被知道
Now Lord Krishna says
So Krishna 说
Antukali cha mameva smaran mukta kalivaram japriyati samadbhavam Jati Nastatra Samsaya. Now, here is the critical point. The critical point is Antakale.
这里是要点，要点是 Antakale.
Now, if you go on with Krishna consciousness, the ultimate result of Krishna consciousness, what is the ultimate result?
如果你继续 Krishna 知觉，那么最终的结果是什么呢？
The ultimate result is described here.
这里描述了最终的结果。
Antakale, at the time of your death, that is called Antakale. Now ends everything, all our activities, all these proprietorship, everything is now end.
Antakale, 在你死亡的时候，一切都结束了，所有的活动，所有的财产，一切都结束了。
Not end, it is just going to be just at the verge of your point of death.
并不是结束是正在要结束的时候在你将近死亡的时候
Antakale cha Mameva Krishna says Mam and to me Krishna
Mameva Krishna 说 Mam 向我 Krishna
So therefore one who is always constantly in Krishna consciousness naturally at the time of his death he'll think of Krishna
一个总是处于 Krishna 自觉中的人自然的在他死亡的时候会想着 Krishna
This is a practice This is a practice.
这是一种练习。
Just like King Kulasekha, he has got many nice verses about his devotion and service. And in one verse he describes about his position.
Kulasekha 国王在关于他的奉献服务写了许多美好的事迹，在有一节诗里他描述了他的处境。
He said,
他说道、
Krishna tadiya padapankaja panjarantam paddaiva visatumi manasa raja hansa prana priyana samai kahu bata pittai kanthavaro dhanavidhau smaranam katasti. Because at the time of death, my dear Krishna, I do not know what will be my position, because at that time, all the functions of my body will be stopped, and naturally there will be a block in my throat of the cuffs.
我亲爱的 Krishna, 在我死亡的时候，我不知道处境会怎么样，因为在死亡的时候，躯体的功能都停止了，而自然的喉咙会被痰液堵住。
At the time of death, one who has seen a dying man, he will see there is cuff in this kantha, in this throat, in the channel throat.
在死亡的时候，如果一个人见过死人，他会发现在他的 kantha 喉咙里面有痰液。
So he prays at the time of death, kantha varodhana vidhau kapapitto bato. By the derangement of the bodily function, when kapha will choke up my throat, then how I shall be able to chant?
是他祈祷，在死亡的时候，由于躯体功能的混乱，那时候会有痰液堵住我的喉咙，那我怎么能够唱诵呢？
Because I am now healthy, I am now chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But at that time, how I shall be able to chant?
我现在很健康，我在唱诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. 但是在那个时候，我怎么能够唱诵呢？
So therefore, while I am chanting now in good health, please, let me die immediately so that I can die chanting.
因此，趁我现在还健康，正在唱诵，让我立即死去吧，这样我可以在唱诵中死去。
That is a prayer.
这是他的祷文。
But because that is the ultimate examination.
因为那是最终的考验。
Here it is stated, antakale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram. Just kalevaram, kalam means this body.
Kalevaram is the body.
And when becomes free from this body, he gets out of the body, and at the very same time he remembers Krishna, then one who passes this body, life in this way, japrayati, sab madbhavang jati. Madbhavang jati means he at once attains the nature of Krishna, eternity, blissful and knowledge.
摆脱这个躯体，在离开躯体的时候，同时想着 Krishna， 那么他立即便获得 Madhavam Yati， 意思是立即获得了 Krishna 的本性、永恒、极乐和知识。
This is the advantage of Krishna consciousness.
这是 Krishna 自己的优点。
Because at the time of death, whatever you practice now, in your healthy life, that will be that.
因为在死亡的时候，无论你在你健康的生活中练习的是什么，在那时候自然会出来。
Like a sleep, we dream of the things of our activities.
正如在睡梦中，我们会梦见我们日常的活动。
Similarly, this death is also kind of dream.
类似的，死亡也是一种睡眠，一种梦境。
Death is a dream. Death is sleep, sleeping. Death is nothing but sleeping for 7 months.
死亡是睡眠，死亡只不过是睡上7个月。
That's all.
仅此而已。
Sleeping for 7 months, that is called death.
睡上7个月，这被称为死亡。
Just like in the operation table, one becomes unconscious for 1 hour, half an hour.
正如在手术台上，一个人可能失去自觉一个小时、半个小时。
And then he comes to his consciousness.
然后他恢复他的自觉。
Again he comes to the same point.
恢复他原先的情况。
So similarly, death is nothing but to remain practically unconscious for 7 months.
类似的，死亡只不过是几乎全部失去知觉7个月。
That's all. This body is left, and we enter into a particular womb of mother, and just to develop another body, it takes about 7 months.
离开这个躯体，我们进入一个特定的母亲的子宫，而培育另一个躯体要花上7个月。
Then after 7 months, when the body is fit, then our consciousness comes back.
7个月之后，当躯体长好之后，我们的知觉就回来了。
Then we want to come out of the womb.
那时候我们想离开，出来这个子宫。
And at the 10th month, we come out.
在第10个月，我们出来。
That is a very miserable condition.
那是非常苦难的处境。
That is the miserable condition of birth.
那是出生的苦难。
But one who leaves his body in Krishna consciousness, Antakale, at the point of death, Krishna says, Japrayati, who leaves his body in this way, sa madhavam jati, he at once attains the perfection like me, like my nature.
但是如果一个人在 Krishna 最终离开的躯体 Antakale 在死亡的时候 Krishna 说 Yaprayati 如果一个人这样离开的躯体 Samadbhavamyati 他立即便获得了像我一样的完美像我一样的本性
Nature is transcendental
他的本性是超然的
Therefore one attains at once transcendental Jati Nasyatra Sanshaya These things have to be taken up Nasyatra Sanshaya isThere is no doubt about it.
因此，一个人立即变得超然了。一个人应该认真接受这些，这点毫无疑问。
Now, if we believe Krishna as the supreme authority, if we believe him, then we can adopt it.
如果我们接受 Krishna 是至尊的权威，如果我们相信他，那我们可以采取这点。
And there is no question of disbelieving him, because all great souls, all great scholars.And all great spiritualists.
不存在不相信他的问题，因为所有伟大的灵魂、所有伟大的学者、伟大的灵性主义者都接受他。
Arjuna, you see the example of Arjuna.
你可以举 Arjuna 的例子。
He's not an ordinary man.
他不是一个普通人。
He belongs to the royal order.
他属于皇家阶层。
And he's a very, a great fighter, great general. He's taking instruction from Krishna.
他是个伟大的战士伟大的将军他从 Krishna 那里接受教导、
If Arjuna has taken instruction from Krishna he's Ramanujaja has taken accepted Krishna as the supreme his Shankaracharya has accepted the Krishna as supreme
Arjuna 从 Krishna 那里接受指导 Ramanujaracharya 接受 Krishna 是至尊 Shankaracharya 也接受 Krishna 是至尊
and all the Acharya law
所有的阿赵们都是。
Lord Chaitanya has accepted Krishna as the supreme.
所以其他人接受 Krishna 为至尊。
Then, what is the difficulty of my understanding about his greatness?
那么我还有什么困难理解他的伟大性呢
？Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Just like when you go to the market, if you see that everyone is purchasing at the same time, then I think, undoubtedly this is exactly right.
但如果我们去市场如果我们看到每个人都在同时在购买我便想毫无疑问这是正确的价钱
let me purchase at this price the doubt is gone at once
我可以按照这个价钱购买立即疑问便消除了
because I see several persons they are accepting at the price
因为我看到其他的人他们也接受这个价钱
it's right price
因此这是正当的价钱
that is the standard Mahajana jena gatasya pantha
这边是标准 Mahajana Yena Gata Sampantha
The Shastra says that knowledge because our receptive power of knowledge is very limited.
夏师尊说道，我们接受知识的能力是非常有限的。
We are not perfect.
我们是不完美的。
Our senses are not perfect.
我们的感官是不完美的。
Therefore, whatever knowledge is acquired by these blurred senses, they cannot be perfect.
因此我们通过这些迟钝的感官获得的也不可能是完美的。
The direction is therefore, tarko apatishtha. If you want to reach to the ultimate conclusion simply by arguments and speculation, that is not possible.
因此，教导是，如果你想要通过论辩和臆测到达终极的结论，那是不可能的。
Because argumentative power is a special gift. Suppose you can argue very nicely, that's all. I cannot. But somebody may come, he is a more powerful than arguments, he can defeat you.
因为论辩的能力是一种特殊的天赋，就算你很会论辩，我不能，但是可能有另外一个人来，他比你更会论辩，他能够击败你。
So don't depend on your speculative function or argument.
因此不要过分信赖你的论辩的臆测能力。
Don't depend. They're all imperfect.
不要过分信赖它，这都是不完美的。
These are the directions of higher authority.
这是高等权威的教导。
So, tatka pratishtha srutayo vibhinna. Srutaya means scriptures.
Srutaya 意思是经典。
If you take scriptures, different scriptures there are, and one scripture may differ from another scripture.
如果你读经典，有许多不同的经典，而一部经典可能和另外一部经典不同。
So that is also very difficult to find out the real truth, transcendence from the scriptures.
因此从经典中发现绝对真理超然也是非常困难的。
And so far philosophy is concerned, each and every philosopher is different from the other philosopher.
所以哲学，每个哲学家都和另外一个哲学家不同。
One philosopher is putting some theory,Another philosophy is putting another doctrine or theory.
一个哲学家提出一种理论，另一个哲学家提出另外一种不同的理论。
So we are puzzled. Which of them has to be accepted?
我们被迷惑了，要接受他们中哪个呢？
Sutayo vibhinna, naso munijya, because in the mundane philosopher, mundane scholar, they want to give his own interpretation of everything.
因为世俗的哲学家，世俗的学者们。他们想要给予任何事物自己的解释。
That is their habit.
那是他们的习惯。
They don't accept the interpretation of the higher authorities.
他们不接受高等权威的解释。
They want each and every one of them want to become the higher authority.
他们中每一个人都想成为高等权威。
So our the principle, the devotional principle is not like that.
因此我们这奉献服务的原则不是这样。
We don't pose ourselves as the higher authority.
我们不把自己说成是高等权威。
We just try to follow the higher. We don't pose ourselves.
我们只是在遵循高等权威，我们自己不是要当高等权威。
Never will never say that in my opinion it should be like this. Oh, what opinion I have got?
我永远不说，按照我的意见应该是这样。我有什么意见呢？
What value I have got in of my opinion?What is my value?
我的意见有什么价值呢？
I am a blunt man. I cannot acquire any knowledge perfectly. And what is the use of my opinion?
我是个愚笨的人，我不能够完美的获得知识，那我的意见有什么用处呢？
So this is the line. Krishna consciousness is, they do not accept anything which is not authorized by the higher personality.
这是界限 Krishna 自觉不接受任何未经高等权威授权的
But in the material world you'll find one philosopher is putting one doctrine another philosopher is putting another doctrine and they're differing with one another.
但在物质世界，你发现一个哲学家提出一个信条，另外一个哲学家提出另外一种教义，他们互相都不同。
So you cannot conclude what is real.
你无法得出结论，哪个是真正的？
那苏摩尼这什么当那平等啊？但么是他当你当过海洋 ？Therefore, the truth, real truth, is lying in the very confidential part of your body.
真正的真理是在你的躯体的非常机密的部分。
Then what is to be done?
应该怎么做呢
？The best thing is Mahajana ji na gata sapanta. You just try to follow the higher authority.
因此最好的是马哈迦诺耶那格特桑潘塔你只需要遵循高等的权威
So Krishna is the higher authority Krishna is the higher authority
Krishna 是高等的权威
If we accept him and follow this instruction and if we believe him then we get perfection
如果我们接受他遵循他的教导相信他那我们能变得完美
There's no doubt about it
这里毫无疑问
Of course, these philosophical questions are difficult. It may not be very interesting, but they are to be understood.
当然，这些哲学问题是很难的，也可能不是很有趣，但我们应该理解。
Actually, if we want to get out of ignorance, these books are meant for driving our ignorance.
如果我们想要摆脱愚昧。这些书籍是为了驱逐我们的愚昧的。
As we become out of the ignorance, so we become free from this material entanglement.
如果我们能摆脱愚昧，便能免于物质的束缚。
But at the present age, people are not so intelligent that they can follow.
但在这个年代，人们不够智慧，他们不能遵循。
Therefore, this Sankirtan movement is the best.
因此，这个 Sankirtan 运动是最好的。
Everyone can take part.
每个人都可以参加。
And Hare Krishna is chanting there, undoubtedly. We discuss this Bhagavad Gita only for understanding that we are not blindly following a principle.
只要有 Hare Krishna 在唱诵，毫无疑问，我们讨论这不叫凡歌。只是为了理解，我们不是在盲目的遵循一个原则。
It is a science.
这是门科学。
It is based on philosophy and science.
这是基于哲学和科学。
But we have made the process easy. That's all. By following great stalwart personalities.
这是我们通过遵循那些伟大的、坚强的人物们，使这个过程变得简单了。
But it is not that. It is a blind following.
但这并不是盲目的追随。
Based on philosophy and science, this Krishna consciousness.
这 Krishna 自觉是基于哲学和科学。
If anyone wants to understand on the basis of philosophy and science, oh, we have got ample philosophy and science on this planet.
如果一个人想要利用哲学科学来理解，那我们在这点上有足够的哲学和科学。
But if you accept it, then it is the same thing.
如果你只是接受它，这也同样。
Acceptance is required.
接受是需要的。
If you directly accept it, suppose if fire you accept it at once, or you accept fire by scientific study, what is fire, what is the quality, what is this? God, you can understand scientifically fire.
比如说火，你可以立即接受它，或者你可以通过科学的学习来接受它。什么是火？性质怎么样？等等，你可以科学性的理解它。
But either you understand it scientifically or philosophically, or you touch it directly, the action is the same.
但无论你是科学性的或哲学性的理解它，或你直接的去接触它，行动是一样的。
The action is the same. A child without knowing the science of fire, physical constitution of fire, if it touches the fire will act.
如果一个孩子不知道火的物质性质，如果他碰了火，火会烫伤他。
And then a great scientist who has a physical knowledge of this fire, if he touches also fire, he will get burned.
如果一个伟大的科学家 有关于火的科学知识、物理知识，那么如果他碰了火，他同样也被烫伤。
So Krishna consciousness is so nice that if you accept without understanding any philosophy or science about it, this is relaxed.
Krishna 的知觉是这么好，如果你不理解关于他的任何哲学和科学，而接受了他，他也会起作用。
But if you want to understand it through philosophy or science, you have got time to stop in the Bhagavad Gita.
但如果你想通过哲学和科学来理解它，那我们在不带梵歌中有足够的储藏。
These are the so now Krishna concludes. Of course, I shall conclude this portion after reading one verse.
我再读一个世界，然后结束这。总结这一部分。
Jangjangamapismaran. Now, Krishna has said that at the last point of your death, if you are in full Krishna consciousness, then your next promotion is to the equal status of Krishna.
Krishna 说，在你最后死亡的时候，如果你处于完全的 Krishna 自觉。那么你便能被提升到和 Krishna 同样的地位。
Madhavam in the same nature.
Madhavam 同样的本性。
Why? Now the truth is.
为什么呢？因为事实是。
Jangjangamapismarangbhavamuttajatantikalivaram tangstamiva aitikantiya sadasadbhavabhavita. The nature's law is that if you are practiced in under certain condition of life and at the end of death,If you think of that life, then your next part is.
因为自然的法律是，如果你在一生中是经常的熟练的处于某种状态，而在死亡的时候你想着那种生活，那么你的下一生便会是那样。
Next part is means, carrying the idea of this birth to the next world. You're changing simply body.
你会把这一生的概念带到下一生去，你只是在改变躯体而已。
Then suppose you are.Poet, you are a thoughtful poet.
假如说你是个富有思想的诗人。
Now when you change your body, are you still remain a poet?
当你改变躯体的时候，你仍旧是个诗人。
By changing your body, it does not become something else.
通过改变你的躯体，你并不会变成别的什么东西。
So that the thought is the real thing.
思想是真实的事物。
That will carry you.To the other body.
那会把你带到另一个躯体。
This is gross body, and there is subtle body.
这是个物质的粗糙的躯体，在这之外还有个精微的躯体。
The subtle body is mind, ego, and intelligence.
精微的躯体是心意、假我、智慧。
So when you give up this gross body, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. Another gross body.
当你放弃这个粗糙的躯体。精微躯体便会把你带往另一个粗糙的躯体。
But when you become on the same level of Krishna consciousness, then your this subtle body also cannot act. You directly go in spiritual body to Krishna.
但是当你处于 Krishna 自觉的层面，那么你这个精微的躯体也不能起作用了，你会直接的在灵性的躯体中走向 Krishna.
So we shall discuss this point next.Now, if there is any question, you can ask.
下次我们继续讨论这一点。如果你有什么问题，可以问。结束。